Hello and welcome to my next podcast. This is your host, Biswaroop. The other day, a young professional, I think he's just come out of college and joined his first job, or maybe two or three into his career, asked me this question: sir, what are the few things that I should keep in mind for my career growth? It's a very important question. Now, with over 30 years of experience working across different size organizations, small, mid-size and larger corporates, these are the few things which, according to me, should help you for your career growth. Number one, have a positive attitude and a growth mindset. By positive attitude, I mean be open to criticism and feedback. Learn from your mistakes. Learn and utilize them into your day-to-day jobs and see how you can grow very, very fast. Now, a lot of times what will happen is what you have learned in college or in graduate schools will be far different from what is actually happening practically. Therefore, speak to your team members, your colleagues, your co-workers, your boss, your senior, other team members from other verticals, and try to gather as much as information as possible for your growth. The more curious you are, the better it is for your learning curve. With this, you will show to the world and to the organization that you are open to learning, that you are a person who can be malleable, who can be molded to the way the organization wants. And this will go a long way in your career growth. That's one. Two, be very, very open to being visible in the organization. You have to make yourself visible within the organization and outside of it. Now, within the organization, of course, it can be through social connects, cultural programs, etc. But a good opportunity for you to be known to different people would be to take up projects which is outside your key responsibility areas. This way, you will connect with a lot of your colleagues from different departments, which in turn will help you to be known to the head of departments of other verticals. This way, at least 5 or 4 or 3 other people in the leadership position would know you personally with your work and with your attitude. And this will help you in a long way for your career growth. A person who is known to the leadership in the organization will have a better chance of a career growth than a person who is delivering but unknown to the leaderships. Very, very important. Three, learn storytelling. I cannot tell you how important storytelling is for your branding. I have seen executives and managers in leadership positions changing narratives in a way to show that they have achieved so much within that challenges that they have faced. Now, they would ideally not have had delivered on their targets or their deliverables that was agreed at the start of the year. But the way they presented their challenges to the leadership or to the management or to the boss, everybody would be thinking, wow, with so much of challenge, he has delivered so much, then he's capable of doing much more. Therefore, being able to do a wonderful storytelling and creating narratives according to what you want to your advantage is another big way of being your career growth. Now, this can only happen over a period of time. It's a lot of practice. Write down, journal, speak to yourself, speak to a group of people, speak to people whom you're comfortable with. And over a period of time, this is a skill which will be a part of you. So that's the third. And the more important thing is upskill yourself. Guys, I cannot tell you how important it is to upskill yourself on a day-to-day basis. Technology is in such a phase in our lives that it is disruptive. The last big thing which had happened to the mankind was internet. Now it is artificial intelligence. Please spend time in upskilling yourself. Spend at least an hour or two reading online books. Go to workshops and seminars. Spend weekends to upskill yourself. If you're not, somebody else is, and therefore he will have an advantage over you for his career, for his or her career growth. So upskilling yourself is absolutely mandatory in today's world. Had it been 10 or 15 years back when people would be using one skill continuously and sharpening it day in and day out, today is a world in which people are hustling and having multiple skills. So please spend time on upskilling yourself. If you found this podcast interesting, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. Please join my free VIP Facebook group, link given below. I look forward to bringing you more of these podcasts in the very near future. This is your host, Biswarup, signing off. And until the next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep growing. Thank you very much for tuning in.